Chapter 9, Logistics Sector and Challenges in India. So far we've learned all different aspects, how logistics sector has got a boom, what are the different softwares and technology that has come into existence in the logistic industry, why the logistic industry is important in today's e-commerce and quick commerce business. Today, let's get to the reality. The reality, the challenges that India faces in the logistics sector. And trust me, I take this chapter more than challenges as an opportunity. You young minds can actually find opportunities in this problems and maybe find a solution and start your company in the same. And that's how Zepto had started the company when they had to deliver last mile deliveries for groceries. So honestly, this chapter is an eye-opener for all of us who are seeking to kickstart with a new venture. This chapter will bring light on the opportunities you can capture to overcome the challenges in the logistics sector. In India, if you have an idea, don't hold back. Evaluate, study, and if 70% of a chance to kickstart, please do. There are opportunity bombs thrown in the last module, and a developing country like India always has a room for improvement and advancement. And you young minds are experienced people will have to tweak your perspective, and while going through this chapter, try to see these opportunities available for you all. These are the points that we will cover in this chapter. That is major challenges facing in India logistics sector. All these major challenges. So e-commerce logistics sector. The maximum in logistic is the goods have to move. This is the maximum in the logistic. The goods have to move. Everything that's manufactured in the country eventually has to get to the consumer. So this is the basic task that initially the logistic companies used to do. Taking the goods from the wholesaler to the retailer and the retailer to the customer. So goods have to move. Whether it's B2B, movement from factory to factory, factory to the retailer, or then eventually from a retailer or a warehouse to the end consumer. So there is a large underlying opportunity, if you ask me, in India with the challenges right now that we are facing. The logistic industry would be a key enabler of India's journey to become a $5 trillion economy. The logistic industry in India can easily be called the backbone of the any sector supply chain, whether in the e-commerce or manufacturing industries. Logistic companies play a critical role in the connecting organizations to their customers. So basically, may that be a manufacturing unit or that be a retail store, logistic plays a big role in the development, in their progress. And they are the most important segment, and the challenges that this industry is facing, they have to be ruled out step by step as and when possible. The biggest boost to the growth of the logistic industry is coming from increasing consumer demand. The demand are like quick commerce, the quick delivery, same day delivery, one day delivery. Particularly in the tier 2 and tier 3 sections of the country. So the tier 2 and the tier 3 cities are also now being very demanded with regards to the delivery timelines. This is being further fueled by the revolutionary growth being seen in e-commerce that we all have been experiencing and talking about all through this module, which is leading to logistic companies responding with new innovations in services, since logistic is the most critical ingredient in the success of an online business. Isn't this true? If I remove the logistics from the online business. Really, is there any business there? It is the heart, the whole body of the online business. Who had ever thought that logistics would be such an important segment to any kind of an industry? And today, for e-com, it's the backbone. Over the last many years, the Indian logistic industry has been marred by its inefficiency, and that shows in the higher logistic cost, which are 14% of GDP, much higher than most of the other comparable economies, where the average logistic cost are 8 to 10% GDP. India's World Bank Logistic Performance Index is continuously slipping. In 2019-18, India dropped to 44th position. Where is the logistics sector getting the boost from? Obviously, with the change of customer behavior, with the customer demands, with the invention and innovation in e-commerce and quick commerce, these are the places from where the logistics sector is actually getting the boost. If you ask me, seeing these figures, you know, the logistic industry seriously needs to work on priority on making getting their costs down and contributing at a lower cost and making the timelines better. The logistics sector needs to work on their efficiency and costing on a high priority. For a growing economy like India, it is vital to reduce the logistic cost to boost export competitiveness at a time when global firms are moving their manufacturing facilities to India to de-risk global supply chain. For instance, Foxconn Technology Group is about to invest $700 million on a new plant in India to ramp up the local production for Apple phones. The Taiwanese company, also known as the flagship unit of Honhai Precision Industry, plans to build a plant to make iPhone on a 300-acre site close to the airport in Bangalore. The investment is in one of the Foxconn's biggest single outlay to India, and the underscores how China at risk of losing its status as the world's largest producer of consumer electronics. With so much of these companies coming into India, we need to work on our logistics. The government as well as the logistics sector has to work together to bring down, to find strategies, to find solutions to problems, to get the infrastructure in place in such a way that these kind of companies are encouraged to come to India and bring more employment. Apple and other US brands are learning on their Chinese-based suppliers to leaning on their Chinese-based suppliers to explore alternative locations such as India. So with all this happening so much at global end, we need to work on our logistics sector at a high priority. The National Logistic Policy is the right step in the direction of removing those inefficiencies. NLP is aimed at streamlining this and strengthening India's logistics sector, promoting the seamless movement of goods across the country and increasing the ease of doing the business for players in the sector. So the National Logistic Policy has come into action to make it easy for all the processes to work in the logistics sector. The introduction of GST has already brought some efficiency to the system, which can be seen in the reduced turnaround time for trucks by 18 to 20%. There are some initial benefits that we are seeing in the form of reduction in the turnaround time for trucks, the elimination of the check post. The implementation of the e-way bill has also influenced the transport operations to become more systematic, resulting in reduction of paperwork and saving some time due to digitization. How is had reduced the trucker turnaround time? The removal of sales tax collection to in at interstate barriers, Now they just have to pay one tax. This has resulted in improved uptime, that is the operation time of the truck for the trucks, and a better turnaround time. It has also resulted in an optimized warehouse structure. Geotagging of warehouses and encouragement of IoT in warehouses will be another factor that will remove the inefficiency further. So what does geotagging actually do? Government is working on geotagging all warehouses, cold storages and refrigerator vans in the country for real-time tracking of the location and the status of the space availability. The data will be captured on the mobile app, which can be used by the government as well as the farmers to locate the nearest warehouse and store their produce, reducing the risk of wastage. So all these information that how much space is available, which warehouses are available, which vehicles and cold storages are available, this information will be helpful to the government as well as to the farmers. This will also help curb distressed sale by farmers and help them to get a remunerative prices for the produce by timing the sale right. So now, earlier the farmers didn't know there were these warehouses available where they could stack their goods. You know, now that this information is going to get available to the farmers, they can stack their good and they can give the right, they can receive the right price for their product. The objective of geotagging is rather simple. They survey every single storage facility in India, locate them on a map, upload the information about the space on the map for the same. Infrastructure is one of the biggest challenges faced by the Indian logistics sector and has been a major deterrent to its growth. To be really honest, with overpopulated cities like Mumbai, Delhi, and Bangalore, it is very difficult to revamp the entire infrastructure. Nevertheless, we have some godsend ministers in our panel in our government that help us to develop our infrastructure against all the odd situations that they go through. To name a few is Nitin Gadkari, famously known as Road Gadkari. He has one of the biggest initiatives taken by him is creating 55 flyovers in Mumbai to ease down the traffic. But still, there is lots to do on it. This industry is plagued by infrastructure. Problems like bad roads, poor connectivity, and insufficient capacity for air and sea ports. Each city probably has one or two sea ports, which is not very good because once the utilization of shipment gets faster and better, we need more sea ports and airports precisely just for logistics and not only for personal travel. Other transportations such as trains and air cargoes have not developed enough. Either they are not well developed enough, they don't adhere to the timelines, also the cost involved, the fuel involved in it. Electric cars have just started around 1 or 2 years ago. It still has time to get to the level to a common man. The cost of an electric car for a personal use is 3 times the cost of the same car in the fuel. So they need to work on the economics to make it more logistically effective in India. And infrastructure is one of the biggest cause or reasons that a lot of companies are thinking twice before entering into India. Alternatively, transportation methods like inland water transport are all neglected. In India, we are not looking into these opportunities which can be more cost effective and can deliver faster. Due to infrastructural bottlenecks, cost per transaction in the Indian logistics sector are very high compared to those in the developed markets. For the matter of fact, if you go to the other developed countries like US and Dubai and all this, the infrastructure is laid down so well that actually from one end of Dubai to the other, you can no doubt Dubai is a small country or a small city, but you can reach within 45 minutes to maximum 1 hour. The distance between two suburbs in Bombay, in a highly populated city like Bombay, would not be more than 1, 1.5 kilometer. But because there is no proper infrastructure, there is influx of lot of automobiles coming in, you'll end up spending 45 minutes to 1 hour to reach to that particular destination. Less economy of scale due to high fragmentation of the industry. Lack of skilled labor and manpower are some of the major challenges for the logistics sector. The skilled labor, there is too much of congestion and fragmentation in the industry. Lack of manpower, you know, because how many people are we? Not all the educated labor people are going into a logistics sector, driving the trucks around. High order intensity ratio, receiving bulk loads of orders. The order rate in India is very high. May that be B2B or that be B2C. Every Indian logistic company has faced the issue of receiving a bulk load of orders that would break the back while trying to keep up with the supply chain timeline. Considering the high volumes of orders received, it gets difficult to prioritize orders and deliveries while juggling too much on too little time. So isn't this true? They have the entire production equipped units, but because the logistic is not favorable, their bulk orders cannot be delivered, or they are always juggling and striving to deliver these orders. That could be B2B, that could be even B2C, you know. And if we have the logistics sector well developed, trust me, it will land up being a seamless affair with all the technology that has come into existence. Depending on the season to season, festival time is the best example of mass display in delivery schedules and an overall failure to the expected time of arrival mechanism. During season times, the biggest company also land up failing even after they plan and they equip their staff and equip the entire team for technology because of logistics. If you ask me personally, 5 days before Diwali and 5 days before Christmas, I choose not to get to the closest closest market nearby me because the traffic is so bad, because the infrastructure is not in place. And this is the same route these companies use to come to us to deliver our products. And how much ever they try, because the infrastructure is not in place, because we have our metro being developed from last 8-9 years, blocking our main road, it becomes very difficult for these companies to deliver. It almost takes 2 to 3 times more than regular because of the infrastructure not being in place. Transportation roadblocks, terrible road infrastructure. You will agree. The biggest barrier in a logistic industry is the transportation roads, you know. Even when the packaging and drops are conducted on schedule, the transportation industry is often unreliable. You really can't, how much ever you get them accountable. The unforeseen situations, the delays, the traffics, even when they are going through intercity from one city to other or from one state to the other, the delay is generally expected. India is a huge country. The roads are terrible in the internal parts of the country. In fact, here the interiors are not even well developed roads, you know. While the ghats are prone to accidents and landslides at the time of monsoons. So, and we have so, how many of us have gone to the closest hill station nearby us? Seeing the ghats, we do get scary in July because of high rainfall. We choose not to travel because of landslides and because we are fearful of accidents. Traffic congestion, multiple checkpoints, toll stations are some issues where logistic companies lose a lot of time and money. The government is taking so much of toll from us, but unfortunately, there is so much to do at the same time that they are not able to deliver and construct the right kind of infrastructure for our movement. There has been good moves. There have been good infrastructure created. Highways, express highways created from Bombay to Pune, Bombay to Delhi, Bombay to Ahmedabad. There are the speed trains and metros. This is them. But there is still so much of delay in other sectors that it is actually hampering our growth. In India, the predominant mode of freight cargo transportation is via road. While nearly 60% of cargo moved by the road and 32% by rail. Due to oversaturated rail networks and high rail tariffs, most movement of the goods is done by the road transportation, which proves to be quite inefficient because of the infrastructure, you know. The rail also needs to be developed. They need to get their tariffs down so that people, so the cargo companies choose to send it through train. When we are talking about so many advancements that we need to adapt to bring in the boost in the economy through e-commerce and quick commerce, trust me, government should actually give, encourage companies to come and participate in developing the right kind of infrastructure, you know, to make it cost effective to move within the country, within interstate. The high cost of rail transportation and the hike in the tariff on good transportation don't have a positive impact on the time-bound delivery. So the tariffs are rising, but the deliveries are not time-bound. Indian Railway is to suffer from the congested network. The network is now turned. They need to develop and they need to put more railway lines to make it more efficient at working. Seasonal problems such as floods during the monsoons lead to several services being cancelled every year and cause a huge loss to logistic companies in India. So the seasonal problems, we are not equipped enough to handle them also, you know. And the government and the infrastructure sector needs to work that they can overcome these problems, because this happens to us every year. Shipping goods from point A to point B takes the longest time among all the possible modes of transport. If the seas are kind, the ship may dock on the time at the port. But if the seas are unkind, this will also not happen. There will be a delay or two. They will deviate and they will go to the other port. And there is a delay in coming to us. Unfortunately, understaffed ports, overstuffed berths and delayed evacuation of cargo caused the logistic companies to suffer without a fault. These are so many reasons why using ships through logistics, you know, the companies are suffering, you know. They need to find a solution to these kind of problems. Coastal ports have an infrastructural problem where large vessels fail to dock due to the lack of the depth. So generally the large vessels cannot dock them there because of the depth. They have to go somewhere far from the port. Then the evacuation happens from there, from the middle of the sea, the evacuation happens into a small ship which can come towards the coastal port. And all of this exercise creates a lot of delay of the deliveries. These companies have to choose a port or route farther away due to their cargo being shipped on the larger vessel.